The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mirage.
Yes, welcome to this edition of The Spotlight.
My
name is Mora Lukombo, and I just want to us to interact, relax, and let's talk about you. Let's talk about your work. Let's talk about your experiences. Definitely, we can talk about a lot of other things. So, can you share with us a little more about your background, starting with your name, where you come from?
All right. My name is Rebecca Najuko. I'm from Uganda. Born and raised in Masaka, that's said when you're going to Western Uganda. From my family, we are five. We have two girls and two boys. I'm the middle one. Yes, a little bit about my school. I went to Mengo Senior School.
Wow.
And my teacher used to say that's the only senior school in Uganda.
Why?
I'm not so sure. She wanted, I think, for us to feel proud of where we come from.
Wow.
You know, so she was like, you're lucky to be in the only senior school in Uganda. So I did my high school in Mengo Senior School. I went to Chambogo. I did a bachelor's in guidance and counseling. Then I joined ANMIS in around 2013. That's when I started my master's in business administration. And currently I'm working with transport section as an admin officer.
How did you just learn about a UN?
Well, I had a friend of mine who was working with UN. So she was like, why don't you join UNV or UN, something like that? I'm like, really? Am I qualified? She said, yes, you have your degree, you have your experience. Try with UNV. So she helped me create that profile. I think that was 2010, 2011. But it took me 2 years, 2012, December, for me to get the offer to come here.
Wow, that's quite long.
Yes, it is.
Did you forget about it?
Well,
did you lose hope?
Honestly, you know, trying something because somebody has told you about it, but my ambitions were elsewhere. I wanted to travel the world. So UNV was something that I put in just because my friend advised me, but like I was not putting my mind to it.
Yeah, you had.
But when the offer came, when I did the interview, I started getting excited. Yeah, that's how I ended up here.
Wow, so how do you like the UN job?
At first, when I came I thought I could not stay because of the weather, it's different from home, the restrictions and everything. But now, I love it. Yeah.
You like it?
I love it. I don't like it, but I love it.
So tell us about your job.
As a UNV in transport section, I deal with administration, human resource. Human resources, that includes recruitment, it includes training. So I deal mostly with international staff, UNVs. Actually, I deal with all the categories of people. International staff, UNVs, ICs, and national staff. All over the mission, including the sectors.
Yeah. You look like someone who likes music.
Actually,
What did you like to listen to for your first track of the day? I'm going to offer you up to five.
Imela was my first one. I think you know about those Nigerian singers.
Yeah.
It lifts my soul when I'm feeling down. Yeah, so I love it. But I'm someone, a mix of everything. I like the gospel, I like the hip-hop, something like that.
Gospel.
And I love soft music.
You love soft music.
Yes.
Basically soft music.
Yes, because, you know, it has meaning, you know.
What do you mean it has meaning? You mean these other songs don't have meaning?
Have you listened to Ugandan music of late?
Oh, yes. I do listen to a lot of Ugandan music. I do listen to a lot of Jose Chameleone, a lot of radio's music. The late, very, very
yes.
fantastic guy.
Yeah, it was everything. Yeah. Radio's music is different. I mean, it touches you.
Bafana's music is different.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even know any of his songs.
You see?
Yeah, because it's only one word. And
yeah, it's a lot of noise.
Exactly,
that's
mean.
What you're talking about,
yeah? So
yeah, but radio, the late radio is in a different class.
I mean, it was shocking that he left.
Indeed. It is indeed not only a loss for Uganda, but for the whole
for the
of Africa.
Whole world, yeah.
Who am I, Lord?
Who am I to sing your praises?
Who am I to worship you, Lord?
Who am I to worship you?
Yeah.
Okay, now talking about what you've achieved, do you think there is anything you think you really need to talk about, which you think is a great achievement to you?
What
do you think you're still too young to have to talk about that?
No, not really, actually. If I look at where I came from and where I am now, I'm different. And it's all because of this assignment as a UNV. Mm-hmm. My ambitions back then were different. Now they've opened my eyes. And I'm glad and lucky that I entered this when I'm still young, you know. So it gave me a chance to be able to learn, to be able to learn from other people and to have different view out of life, mm-hmm. you know. So as a section, I would say, I think I cannot praise myself for what I've done, but I believe that I've contributed a lot to the development and to the mandate of the section and the mission as a whole. On a personal ground, honestly, I can't put a word to it, but I believe I've gone far.
You believe you've gone far?
Yeah, the Rebecca that I was in 2012 is different from the Rebecca I am now.
Wow.
And I attribute it to this assignment.
Very great. And I would, maybe you were mostly working in the field. You're not an in-office person, yeah?
No.
Because you told me earlier on that you like traveling, moving here and there.
Yeah, uh-huh. But my assignment wasn't able to give me that chance to travel a lot. So all my job has been within the mission. I was lucky to go to two locations. That was Torita and Yambio when I'd just come. Mm-hmm. But since then, I've been in Juba.
But would you like to be moving out of office?
Yes, I would. I like working with people. Mm-hmm. Although the one thing I hate about, I love traveling, but one thing I hate about traveling within here, I hate the helicopter. You know,
yeah, it makes a lot of noise.
Noisy, and by
the way the fuel smells.
I'm telling you, it's uncomfortable. But otherwise, if I had a chance to work with a local community, mm-hmm. I would give anything to experience that.
Wow, yeah. That is great. Is there anything that you so much regret in your life, really?
I don't usually like making regrets because, I mean, having regrets is like you're looking back and then you're like, I wish I'd done it different. And life is a learning, everything's a learning point, whether it's negative or positive. When I look at my life, no, I wouldn't regret anything. I wouldn't change a thing. Mm-hmm. Despite, even if it's a mistake, I was able to learn from it. So I can't regret anything.
So so how has your life changed by serving as a UNV?
In what capacity?
In any capacity as a human being.
Like I said, I have grown physically. Of course. Mm-hmm, I was mm-hmm. tiny when I came here.
Wow.
Now, this lady, I've grown emotionally. Mm-hmm. I'd never been away from home for a long time, despite the fact that I was an independent person as growing up. Mm. I had an independent mind. But being away from home, I mean, changed my perspective towards life. I grew emotionally to be able to stand on my own and rely on my own emotions. Spiritually, I mean, I'm able to pray on my own. Back then, you know, you go to church, they pray for you.
Yeah.
And that is it, yeah. You know. So I believe from the, let's say, the experience part of it, the professional part of it, and the academic part of it, yes, I've grown in that way. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, having an experience as an international volunteer, it's something. It's everything. People leave Europe, leave their jobs to come and experience this. And I'm glad that I was able to have this, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's something that nobody can take away from me. And academically, if it wasn't for the assignment, I wouldn't think of going back to school. You know, I would go and say, I have a degree. But now I'm even thinking of doing better things.
Wow.
It's because of this. So I believe...
You also talked about this. Another track you like to listen to from Enrique Iglesias. Which one is?
Bailando.
Why? Of all the tracks, really?
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
If I go to a party uh-huh. and they play that music, that mm-hmm. song, I can go and sleep. If they don't play it, I have to find out of asking the DJ to play it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I just love it. I mean, I love dancing. Uh-huh. That's one of the things I've always loved. I love mm-hmm. dancing. And when a song has that kind of rhythm that makes you really dance, you know, You feel it. It's in your blood, you know.
It takes you in another world. The world that you want to be in.
Not really.
Should I say so?
Not really, but it really, truly goes with your, it flows in your blood.
Got me begging, got me hoping that the night don't stop.
Rock that body, cover, don't stop
partying.
Okay, great. Yes, you're listening to Spotlight. My name is Moro Lokombo, and with me is Rebecca, who is a UNV, and she's telling us about her life generally. Talking about working as a UNV, does it make you rich?
When you look at the economy back home, it is, it doesn't make you rich, it makes you comfortable. However, that's not the objective of it. What you get as a UNV, I'll talk from my side, I wouldn't get it as an international staff. That feel like you've contributed something, you know? It's like you feel that you've given something back to the community or back to other people. It's something that makes you satisfied. It makes you feel you've achieved something in life. You know this Maslow's, how they call it, hierarchy of needs?
Yeah.
There is a time when you reach that stage, you've got everything you want in life, but you feel you need self-actualization. That's when you start giving back to the community and everything. And UNV, it gives you that opportunity. No matter how much money you make in life, there is a time when you feel money is not everything. You know, so the money is an incentive, that I cannot lie. But it's not all about the money. It's about the feel. You know, I can be home and miss Juba, and it's so weird. You know, like, I love what I do. I mean, it's me. Like,
it has become part of your life.
Yeah, it's like I'm born to do this, you know, and that I'm leaving, it makes me feel sad, you know. So it's like I'm losing a part of me. Yeah.
So that means you've really adjusted your life basically to the life in South Sudan.
Yes. If you had asked me 5 years ago that I would stay here for a year, I'll tell you, hell no.
No, never.
But now it's, I mean, I'm back home and I'm missing South Sudan. It's weird, right? It's weird.
It sounds interesting. Not really weird, but interesting.
Yeah, you get adjusted to the life. You make friends, people who understand you. You end up loving your job. There are people who are relying on you, who say, when you're going on leave, when are you coming back? That makes you feel important, right? It makes you feel that there's somebody's life that you're impacting in one way or the other. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it doesn't come back to money.
So how long is your contract as a UNV?
remaining, or
yeah, how long was it all? How long is it all?
It has been 5 years and 10 months.
10 months.
Yeah, okay, 9 months now. December I'll make 10 months.
And then, how long? How many more years do you have to work as a UNV?
Ending December.
You're ending in December.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm not gonna miss the. Are you not gonna miss yourself as a UNV?
That's what I said. I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself.
Wow.
It becomes part of you. Mm-hmm. It becomes who you are. It becomes emotionally in you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what happens?
When I leave, I don't know. I'm not going to think for tomorrow. Right now, let me enjoy the remaining time. Mm-hmm. And then when tomorrow comes, I'll think about what to do. I'm sure I'll get another job, but it will not be the same experience. It will not be the same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You take time to adjust, you know.
Wow. Let me give you a chance for another track then.
Okay. I sent you my tracks.
Yes.
So
do you remember them?
I
have one. The third one is Hardest Thing by.
Oh, yeah.
By?
Some, you know, when I'm putting things into perspective, when I'm writing some of these things, I involved some of my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I told you I like slow music,
yeah.
Right? So I like. Don't ask me why I like Hardest Thing, but I like it.
Okay, that's the track we're going to listen to, The Hardest Thing, but I'm going to do the 98 Degrees, a 1998 release. Very cool and very relaxed.
That's fine.
So let's relax then.
That's fine, thank you.
There is no turning back. She's been good to me, and she deserves better than that. It's the
Is there anything you're doing apart from a UNV job back home?
Like I have a side income.
Like a side income. Are you farming?
I'm not doing farming. I have some other small projects I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not doing farming. One thing, when you grow up in Masaka, I'm not sure you'll take up farming as a professional when you grow up. Because you start it when you're still young.
Yes.
You know, you start digging.
And
when
that's why I talked about family, because I know things are like that.
You know,
back
when
home.
The moment you're born and your mom finishes the maternity leave in courts, mm-hmm. you go with her to the farm, you know, literally when you're still young. So I'm not keen about farming.
Yeah. So if you were stranded on a desert island, what luxury would you like to have? And why?
If I have a good novel, it would be nice because I love reading. And if I have my internet and a phone, well, I wouldn't care even if I'm stuck there for 3 months. I wouldn't mind.
Well, what would you be doing on the internet?
Are you kidding?
I'm just asking.
I would learn so many things. I would check YouTube, music, whatsoever. Everything
because,
I would be
because
able to.
Some people will be having smartphones, but they actually use their smartphones only for maybe sending a text, sending airtime, yeah. and then receiving the calls.
I'm in
and
the 21st
diving.
Century. I'm a .com girl. Uh-huh. At least I would be taking selfies. Mm-hmm. Maybe even learn how to swim. So uh-huh. I wouldn't waste the whole time on the island for nothing.
Okay. One of your tracks that you also requested that you want to listen to is If You Come Back by Blue.
I told you that my music is a bit, you know, here and there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why that?
If you come back, you know, there are friends I've missed, you know, like not even guy friends, girl friends. When I came here, I kind of lost touch with my friends. Some of them have moved on, some of them have traveled. It was fun, you know. And when I came, things changed. People moved on with their lives. So there are those things that you miss about them. You know, I am so connected and strong. I have a strong, bond with my friends.
Yes.
So when you go back home, you don't have them anymore. So when you think of this music, you're like, I wish I could have that time again, you know. I wish things could go back to how they were. But they can't. We've all matured. We've grown up. Mm-hmm. We've had families. I've had a career.
Between the two, making friends and keeping friends, which one is easy for you?
Keeping friends.
Keeping friends is the easiest for you?
Yeah.
But making is difficult?
Because I take time to trust. You know, it's not easy to just let somebody in my space. And mm-hmm. when I trust you, I love you. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you more than even my own family because when I was a kid, I made friends with this Irish family. Mm-hmm. Like, they became so part of me, influenced my life more than even maybe my family members. So as time goes on, as you grow up, you end up picking friends who are there for you, you know, who can go through thick and thin for you. Mm-hmm. So I love having my friends.
People have taken friends more than family. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the reasons for you?
Yes, because you know what? The life we are living in is dynamic. Mm. Sometimes family is supposed to be family, but I mean, you can't change your family, can you? So you just have to stick with them because they are family. But they are friends. You can choose your friends. You can say, I'll not stay with you because, I mean, you're not treating me right. But you can't choose your family, so you end up stuck with the wrong people. But friends, you can choose those who are right for you, and then you're gone.
Till the end of time.
Okay, we are heading almost towards the end of our interview, mm-hmm. and then we're talking to Rebecca Najuko. What's the meaning of your name, Najuko?
It has no meaning.
Really?
You know where I come from? Like, the people don't give, usually, it's a clan, you know, they don't give names because they have a particular meaning. Like, for example, Najuko is from a lion club. You know, Lion Clan, sorry.
Lion Clan.
So it, I don't think it has any meaning.
Did you ever bother to ask your mother your father or anybody? Because Africans, most of the names, or if not all, they at least connected to something or connected to something. Maybe that can be food for thought.
No, I'm glad it doesn't have a meaning.
You're glad for now, yeah?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, talking about who are the people that have been most influential in your life?
My mom.
Mm-hmm. Why so?
She's a hardworking woman. I mean, she raised us 5 kids single-handedly. And I admire her. Like, if I'm half the woman you at your age, I'd do great things. I'll be honored. She's a very hardworking man. Woman. She's resilient. She'll go everywhere for everybody, and she loves people. No matter how many times people knock her down, no matter how many times people disappoint her, she'll always be there. So I keep on telling her, how do you get this hard? She's like, that's what we do.
Because what does she do for life?
Right now, she's old, but she's farming.
How old is she?
She's around 63.
Wow, that is indeed.
But she's still doing farming.
She's old.
She wakes up in the morning, she still does farming. She's still, oh my God, that woman.
So, music time?
Music
I know
time.
You love music.
I do love
Who is
music.
Your favorite Ugandan artist?
Oh my God, he died.
Who?
Radio.
Oh God.
Yeah, Radio.
Is that why you selected your next song as Helena?
Yeah, I like
because
that
Helena
song.
Because Helena is one of the tracks that they featured themselves with. And it's very difficult for you to identify who's singing which part because their vocals are almost similar.
He had a beautiful voice. He had, and you would be surprised. You know Kadongo Kamu?
Mm-hmm.
I also like Kadongo Kamu.
Really?
Yes. That's why I told you, when it comes to music, I'm a bit here and there. I love Kadongo Kamu.
Now, when you're in Juba, do you have places sometimes that you want to go, maybe sit for 5 minutes or listen to music?
Actually, if I can listen to my music in my room. No, I don't. I don't usually go out to listen to music because at the end of the day, they don't even play what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you'll feel like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. But when you're in your room, you can play the music you want. Yeah.
There are people who might not really. Sometimes music, when you listen to when you're alone, you might not enjoy.
Not me.
Not you?
No.
You enjoy
every
bit of music.
I can't even be dancing.
Alone?
In my room. Yes, alone.
Really?
Yes.
How do you get yourself motivated to do that?
My dear. Get stressed. You'll find out how.
So let's listen to Helena from David Lutalo featuring The Good Life. Enjoy your good life with The Good Life, of course.
Kasika, kupita kowe ni ganyo.
Person I did not talk about is my Irish friend I told you about.
Yeah, you said you met
Moira, and I think she determines some of the decisions I make in life.
Where is she?
She's in Arusha now. That's where she's working.
Wow.
Yeah. She's like also
another mother to me. Is she also a UNV?
No, she's no. She was. She's a friend I've known since all my life, since I was 5 years.
Mm.
So she, I think in a way she shapes the decisions I make in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is one of your, if not the worst thing in your life that has ever happened to you?
The worst?
Anything shocking that has happened to you.
In life?
Yeah.
Shocking?
Said, what?
Oh.
Maybe the worst moment in your life.
Oh, God. You know who doesn't think about some things? Past? That's me. I'm someone who doesn't come. So maybe there's so many who have, maybe a boy who broke my heart.
That could be one of your worst.
Yeah, but I don't think about these things, you know. I'm someone, if I lay down on my bed, I don't start thinking, oh, this happened to me. Oh, this happened to me. Oh, this happened to me. No, I don't think about it because I don't want to be regretting. Mm-hmm. And then I'll start losing sleep about it. So if maybe a boy broke my heart
but
at some, that time,
some,
I don't
some,
know.
Sometimes people say that you shape your future according to your past, doesn't it? Because if you don't learn from your past, you're likely to fall in the same ditch again.
Yeah, that's for sure. But learning is different things. Uh-huh. There's learning, okay, I've made a mistake today, mm-hmm. I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
We go forward.
Mm-hmm.
But there's learning and start living in the past.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that's also another thing.
I wish I had done
crying over spilled milk.
You get, it's not going to change anything. That's why I told you I can't change anything about my past. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a mistake, mm-hmm. whether it's an achievement, I can't change it. And I can't deny it. And I can't say, oh, this or this. No, I'm proud of my past. You know, mm-hmm. whether good or bad, I'm proud of it. Because you know what? It has made me who I am today.
Yeah.
And if I didn't make mistakes, I wouldn't be here. You know, so I don't come and start thinking and then, oh, it's no, that's not me, unfortunately.
Great. Spotlight continues. And my name is Marlo Kumba and this is Radio Mirai. What is it about you that make you stand apart? What's that?
Mm.
What makes you?
I'm passionate about things I do. I put all my emotions in it. So sometimes when I'm actually expressing myself, you see me getting emotional. You know, and I like to get things done. You know, if I'm put myself to this, I think I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I don't want to give up. I don't want to look at myself, oh, I failed to do this, you know. So if I'm in the moment, I want to try all my best to do what I've done. That's why it takes you back to that issue that mm-hmm. I don't live in the past.
Never.
Because I believe at that time, whether it was a wrong decision, I made it to the best of my ability and knowledge, you know. So if
things were meant to go like that, they were just meant to.
You can't change it. You can't change where the wind is blowing.
One more chance. One more track.
Okay.
Before we end the show.
All right.
You have a track here from with the title, You Raise Me Up.
Mm.
However, you didn't tell me which version. Westlife, Josh Groban,
Actually,
Sarah.
You Raise Me Up is the one that is the, I think, is the the spiritual one, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The spiritual one. So any version is okay. Any version. Yes.
This song was sung in one of the American Got Talent.
Yes. You saw it.
I've seen that. It's massive, yeah?
Yes, it is. It is.
How did it make you feel when you watch that on YouTube or sometime when someone sends you on your phone?
Sometimes I even listen to it.
What makes you want to die in that song?
Die
for the song?
You know, sometimes you're in that time when you're feeling so low,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you remember he didn't give up on you. Jesus didn't give up on you. So like, you raise me up when I'm feeling so down. You make me do things I didn't believe I would be able to do, you know. So, I mean, it lifts my spirit sometimes. You must have those kind of songs that lift your spirit.
And that's the song that we'll be closing with the program.
Can't stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stones.
see. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
I have my five novels. I wouldn't mind.
Which book would you, is one of your best, or would you love to read that you could be hunting for?
Honestly, right now I'm hunting for Career Women. It's a book I read, I think, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I remember everything vividly, like a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about two women. They were friends, and then they started going different careers, and then they started fighting back. It's like everything about me is friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a book that I really, really like to read again.
So what two tips would you give someone who wants to serve as a UN volunteer? Because we're going towards the end of this, and a lot of people definitely like, wow, it seems beautiful to work as a UNV.
It is. I mean, it's everything. If you get that chance to work as UNV, please take it. One thing is that you have to be patient and understand that you're working with people from different backgrounds. The understanding of the same thing will be different.
Mm-hmm.
So try to be patient, right?
Yeah.
And the second thing is that be proud of your assignment. Because nothing that is going to give you satisfaction like this experience, you know? You don't have to commit yourself to the 4 years in the start. Start with the first assignment, even if it's, 6 months, 1 year. Give it a try. But if you have an open mind,
mm-hmm.
you'll honestly love it, like I have loved it.
Wow, yeah. Great. I know you've learned a lot of things as a UNV.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one of your super lessons.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, when you finish school, you believe you're working on ocean, you know? So when I came here, I'd only worked for like 2 years. So I was a bit, you know, but when I came to UNV, when I came to South Sudan and during this assignment, I learned to be humble, you know. I've worked with people who are in generals in the army, and the way they are so humble, people who are even supposed to be, who are old enough, and the way they were so humble, it made me learn something from them, you know. And I believe that if you're humble in life, you'll get so very far.
Yeah.
And also accommodative. Back home, we have different cultures from the culture I have back home and the culture I've learned in the UN. Back home, there are things you can, you know, just get over yourself,
yeah.
You know. But when you're here, you have to be accommodative because one word can be different from somebody else's, where they come from, and you don't blame them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you have to be accommodative and try to learn how to love people, accept them the way they are, you know, and give everybody a chance no matter what. So those are the things that I think I've really, really, I've put in my pocket and my heart.
Is that also the biggest?
I hope.
Is that going to be also one of your biggest memories to take home?
My memories in South Sudan. Wow, there are so many. But one thing I'll not forget is that day I stepped off the plane at MoveCon there. I said, can they take me back?
God, why have you brought me here?
I know, because, I mean, I could not believe that I would be in a place where we have curfew. You know,
yeah.
I'm from university, I've been independent. Then you have curfew. There's a way it makes you feel caged,
yeah.
You know. And then I didn't know that everything you do, somebody else is watching. So you have to be careful. I didn't have to guard myself because I always had a free spirit, mm-hmm. You know. So one of the memories I'll take out of South Sudan is, I think it changed me. I was a free spirit. I would say anything. If you had invited me here 5 years ago,
the conversation would have been so different.
Yes, because I had a free spirit and free mind. But now I learned to try to put my thoughts and my everything I do, I have to make sure that does it affect somebody else?
How will that
person?
Them?
Yeah, how will that person look at it? You know, but back then, well, I would like, I don't care.
Whatever.
It's my life.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. But now, you know, those are the kind of things that I'll think back and say, well, you know, even now, even when I'm with my friends, I'm a bit guarded, you know, because that's what I've come to be. I'm a bit guarded. How will she? I'm becoming more sensitive. You cannot believe that despite the fact that I did guidance and counseling, I was not so much sensitive about somebody. What will that person think? What will they say? How will they feel? You know, I was believing, say your mind, and that's it.
That's
if somebody's like to like you.
Free yourself.
Yeah, they'll like you. If they don't like you, no matter what you say, no matter how you sugarcoat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now I've learned to understand that people have different feelings, emotions. So you have to be a bit careful how you put out things.
Rebecca?
Yes.
Thank you very much for making our day in the spotlight.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of your time, your best of your endeavor at the end of your contract.
Thank you so
Hope
much.
Hope you come back. Remember, I know the Nile starts from Uganda, but if you have drunk from our Nile here, you're definitely going to come back.
I should do that before I check out, huh?
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Inshallah.
Yalla.
All right.